Thank you, and good afternoon. At close to noon today, Humboldt County deputies and officers with the California Highway Patrol responded to the 1600 block of Woody Road in McKinleyville following a report of an erratic driver in the area. While en route, law enforcement received word that shots were fired, and they responded to the suspect's residence on Woody Road. Law enforcement attempted to contact 56-year-old Michael Stone, and a negotiator arrived on scene and was able to convince Stone to leave the house unarmed. Information gathered at the scene revealed that Stone had fired at least three shots at a family member and a friend who were sitting in a vehicle outside of the residence. Both were uninjured. Stone was booked into county jail for attempted homicide and negligent discharge of a firearm. Monday morning, agents with the County Drug Task Force, along with assistance from the Bureau of Land Management and sheriff's deputies, served search warrants at three different locations. The first search warrant was served in the 3000 block of Smith Lane in Fortuna, and law enforcement arrested 52-year-old Antonio Flores Morales. More than 390 grams of methamphetamine was located, along with 40 grams of heroin and $3,700 in cash, all of which was confiscated. Another warrant was served at a residence on South Main Street. However, nothing was located and no arrests were made. The last warrant was served at a Fisher Road residence in Hydesville, and agents arrested 27-year-old Joaquin Talavera. More than 600 grams of meth, cocaine, and three firearms were confiscated. Flores Morales and Talavera were booked into county jail on various drug charges. Talavera also incurred firearm charges. Dan Squire has state news.
State Republican lawmaker Bill Bruff from Dana Point in Southern California has introduced a bill that would officially make February 6th a state holiday in honor of former governor and president Ronald Reagan. February 6th is Reagan's birthday, and it's already recognized as Ronald Reagan Day in the state, but Bruff wants to designate it as an official state holiday with closed schools and state offices. Bruff said in a statement that Reagan is an historic leader and deserves the same honor that California has bestowed on many others.
Thank you, Dan. With another system of rainfall expected on Wednesday and Thursday, the National Weather Service has issued another flood watch advisory. The Klamath and Van Dusen rivers will be susceptible to passing flood stage, with 3 to 4 inches of rainfall causing rapid rises. 5 to 7 inches of rainfall are also expected over higher terrain. Officials with the County Public Works Department issued a road update for motorists this afternoon. Hookton, Old Arcata, Graham, and Berta roads are flooded, while one-lane control traffic will be in effect on Shively Road. Road closures are in effect on Landergan, Wilder Ridge, Salmon Creek, Hidden Court, Mosswood Land, Benbow, Kings Peak, Coffee Creek, and Port Kenyon. Control traffic is also in effect in the Alder Point area. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Officials with the County Department of Health and Human Services confirmed that a dog has been tested positive for rabies. The dog is believed to have contracted rabies following a run-in with a rabid skunk near Ruth Lake in Trinity County, and the dog was last seen in Humboldt. It was later euthanized at the vet in Fortuna. This is the second time in 8 months that a dog has been tested positive for rabies. Before that, there had been no positive tests for dogs since 2010. From 2013 to 2015, only one animal had tested positive for rabies, and 2016 saw 8 animals testing positive. A few thousand county residents were left in the dark this morning following power outages, and some small areas remain without power. About 1,000 residents in Orrick, Patrick's Point, and Trinidad were left without electricity this morning, and the remaining 200 customers in the Patrick's Point area will have power restored this evening. 750 residents further south in Arcata, Bayside, and Jacoby Creek had power restored this morning. Power was also restored to residents in the Eel River Valley and Garberville. Close to 300 residents in the Burnt Ranch area are currently left without power, and it's expected to come back around 7 o'clock tonight. Monday morning, a Hoopa tribal officer responded to a residence on Little Moon Lane after a 22-year-old woman was seen on the front porch holding a rifle. The woman pointed the rifle at the officer when he arrived on scene, and he immediately called for backup. After law enforcement set up a perimeter around the house, a family member assisted in convincing the woman to leave the residence unarmed. The woman was taken into custody. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.